Good morning, and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Brad Pieron, and I am a missionary here at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today, we're going to be reflecting on a reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 7 through 15. And here's how that reads. Jesus said to his disciples, "In praying, do not babble like the pagans, who think that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This is how you are to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. If you forgive others their transgressions, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions." I love that this gospel chapter starts out with speaking a truth about humanity. And that is this, that we waste words a lot, don't we? We waste words. We talk a lot about nothing, and we seldom talk about meaningful things. And I wonder in the church sometimes if when we're going through the Mass, or if we're going through our rosary, or if we're praying with our family, if we just get through the words to get through them. Do you know what I mean? Like, just wasting the words, kind of articulating them, but not allowing our hearts to come into alignment with them, not thinking about what the words actually mean and how they can be lived out. And I think Jesus speaks right to this when he says, in praying, do not babble like the pagans. Don't just use a lot of words to say nothing, and don't let your words escape their meaning. I mean, this is fundamental to us as humans. We love communicating, but are we communicating with a heart that is disposed to what we're saying? That's what a Christian communicates like, right? A Christian says what they mean and means what they say. A Christian lets their yes mean yes and their no mean no. And Jesus tells us, do not be like those pagans. And then he says, your Father knows what you need before you ask him. And this is interesting to add in here, isn't it? That we don't need to worry about our words because the Lord needs to know exactly what we mean. He already knows what our heart desires. But rather, us saying the words and meaning them are for our benefit, not for his. We need to be able to say the words with a heart that is disposed to them so that we can actually know what we're requesting. It'll allow us to open our eyes to see God pouring in his many blessings into the areas that we're praying for. And I love the words of the Our Father, don't you? And this is one of those prayers that I do think sometimes we as Catholics have memorized and recited so often that we lose track of what it's actually saying. Our Father who art in heaven. First, do you know that you're a son or a daughter? Do you know that you have a Father in heaven that loves you regardless of what you do? That you have a Father in heaven who looks down on you with eyes of love, with eyes that see everything that you were called to be? Do you know that? And his name is holy. His name is hallowed. And then this next line, so powerful, right? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In other words, Lord, whatever is happening in your kingdom in heaven, whatever your will is eternally in heaven, let that kingdom, let that will be here on earth as it is there in heaven. It changed my life when I stopped seeing that the goal for the Christian life is to eventually get to heaven, but rather that the goal of the Christian life is to bring as much of heaven here to earth as possible. The goal of the Christian life is to become like the one we worship, to become like Jesus, the Son of the Father, right? That's why I want to be a son of the Father. That's why you should want to be a daughter of the Father, because we look more like Jesus when we take on that identity. And then it goes on and says, give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And in this, we're asking for the Lord to forgive us, right? But we're asking him to forgive us insofar as we are willing to forgive those who trespass against us. Let us never forget that we're asking the Lord to forgive us in the same way that we forgive others. We're asking him to condemn us if we in fact condemn others. And this is how Jesus ends. But if you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions. Let's be a loving people, brothers and sisters. Let's be a forgiving people. Let's be a people that bring heaven to earth. This has been a scripture reflection on the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 7 through 15. Again, my name is Brad Pierron. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net.